Ever caught your reflection and felt a jolt of confusion? The woman staring back has skin that's lost its glow, hair that's thinning in odd places, a belly that appeared seemingly overnight, and emotions that swing like a pendulum. You might chalk it up to just getting older, but what if that's the biggest lie we've been told? Women navigate 5 major hormonal transitions throughout life, yet unlike the fanfare surrounding puberty, we're left to stumble through the rest in silence. From the invincible hustler in her 20s burning the candle at both ends, to the superwoman in her 40s juggling career peaks and family demands while her body stages a quiet rebellion, these shifts aren't failures. They're gateways. The real tragedy isn't the changes themselves, but the cultural silence that leaves women searching for answers to mystery symptoms that are actually completely normal hormonal transitions. Understanding these shifts means recognizing that your body isn't betraying you. It's speaking a language you were never taught to understand. Your hormones aren't just physical, they're emotional architects, shaping how you experience the world and influencing everything from your energy levels to your deepest sense of self. Your hormonal journey unfolds like a 5-act play. The rock star phase of adolescence establishes your foundation, but today's teens face unprecedented challenges from processed foods, toxins, and stress. Many dismiss skipped periods or accept birth control as the only solution, unknowingly creating decades of imbalance. The hustler years bring dangerous invincibility. You survive on coffee and ambition, powering through missed periods and anxiety. This depletes progesterone and spikes cortisol, manifesting as acne, weight fluctuations, and that nagging sense something's off, even when tests look normal. The superstar phase demands peak performance as hormonal reserves decline. Career momentum collides with fertility pressure, often while caring for aging parents. By 35, perimenopause whispers begin, though few recognize them. The superwoman years, 39 to 55, bring both authenticity and upheaval. Hot flashes, brain fog, and anxiety dominate, while conversations about libido and vaginal changes remain taboo. Yet this phase offers profound reckoning, a chance to shed what no longer serves you. The commander phase brings hard-won wisdom. The greatest challenge is psychological. Releasing fear of change and recognizing your value transcends fertility or youth. Women who embrace this transition discover their most powerful, authentic selves. Your body speaks in symptoms, not sentences. Jawline acne signals high androgens. Brain fog indicates disrupted neurotransmitter production. These aren't random annoyances. They're breadcrumbs to the root cause. Your gut plays a crucial role. When compromised, nutrients can't be absorbed and hormones can't be properly eliminated. The relationship runs both ways. Low progesterone triggers candida overgrowth, while excess estrogen causes bloating and constipation. Hair changes reveal specific imbalances. Excess facial or body hair points to high androgens. Scalp thinning suggests thyroid issues. Hot flashes stem from fluctuating estrogen, confusing your internal thermostat. Heavy, irregular periods occur when insufficient progesterone allows estrogen dominance, preventing proper uterine shedding. Perhaps most painful is what happens to intimacy. Healthy libido depends on balanced testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen. When misaligned, a formerly passionate woman might prefer the nightly news over her partner's embrace. This isn't aging, it's chemistry. Yet silence surrounding female sexuality means countless women suffer alone, believing something is fundamentally wrong, rather than recognizing a treatable imbalance. Cortisol, your stress hormone, must exist in precise amounts. Too much creates anxiety. Too little leads to crushing fatigue. Chronic stress flattens its natural rhythm into exhaustion. Insulin regulates blood sugar, but constant snacking or high-carb diets create resistance. Your cells stop listening, storing excess glucose as fat. Thyroid hormones govern metabolism, influencing energy, mood, and gut health. Standard testing often misses issues because normal ranges are too broad. Estrogen triggers puberty and regulates menstruation. Insufficient estrogen causes irregular periods and osteoporosis risk. Excess brings heavy periods, fibroids, and brain fog. Progesterone balances estrogen and regulates mood and sleep. Chronic stress depletes it, creating a vicious cycle. Low progesterone causes anxiety, increasing stress, further depleting progesterone. Women describe feeling wired but tired, exhausted yet unable to sleep. Androgens drive libido, bone health, and muscle maintenance. Too little causes fatigue, too much triggers acne and ovulation issues. The most effective hormonal healing merges Eastern and Western medicine. Western medicine excels at acute care, antibiotics, surgeries, diagnostics, but treats body systems in isolation. How many women receive thyroid medication without anyone investigating why their thyroid is struggling? Eastern medicine offers a different lens. Ayurveda categorizes people into three doshas. Vata types, air, tend toward thin builds and racing minds. Pitta types, fire, have athletic builds prone to inflammation. Kapha types, earth, carry more weight with slower metabolisms. Traditional Chinese medicine focuses on energy flow through 12 meridians. Qi, your life force, flows through these pathways. Blockages create disease. In TCM, hormone balance hinges on strengthening the gut and liver. A healthy gut and liver create qi, often allowing hormones to balance with minimal replacement therapy. This explains why two women with identical hormone levels feel completely different. One has a strong foundation supporting those hormones, the other doesn't. The integrated approach identifies your dosha and chakra weaknesses, finds meridian imbalances, completes detailed histories, and orders comprehensive lab tests. True healing requires addressing the whole person, not just prescribing a pill. Your gut is ground zero for health, and its connection to hormones is profound. Ancient Chinese medicine and Ayurveda linked digestive health to hormone metabolism for millennia. Modern science now reveals the mechanisms through four components: leaky gut, microbial balance, fat malabsorption, and nutrient quality. Leaky gut occurs when intestinal lining loses integrity, allowing particles into the bloodstream. This triggers immune responses that decrease hormone production, spark autoimmune conditions, cause cognitive issues, create skin problems, and promote weight gain. Your gut hosts 100 trillion microbes that produce and process hormones, digest food, synthesize B vitamins, reduce inflammation, and rev metabolism. Specific bacterial communities like the estrobilome metabolize estrogen and prevent recirculation. Other bacteria convert thyroid hormones from inactive to active forms and balance blood sugar. When antibiotics, stress, or poor diet decimate these populations, hormonal chaos follows. Fat malabsorption disrupts hormone production because fat is essential for making cholesterol, the building block of all hormones. Your pancreas and gallbladder work together to digest fats through enzymes and bile. When these organs become sluggish from poor diet, stress, lack of sleep, or toxins, fat spills into stool rather than building hormones. Supporting gut health isn't optional. It's the foundation for hormone balance. The 30-day hormone reset rebuilds your foundation through four progressive weeks. Week 1 restores cellular energy with daily green smoothies rich in glutathione, high glutathione foods like asparagus and broccoli, 20 to 30 grams of protein every 3 to 4 hours, methylated B vitamins, and a 12-hour overnight fast. Week 2 cleanses your gut and liver, powerhouses of hormone balance. Remove alcohol, dairy, gluten, processed meats, sugar, and trans fats. Add apple cider vinegar or lemon tea for pH balance, MCT oil for gut support, plus probiotics, digestive enzymes, and glutamine. Most women notice dramatic shifts as inflammation subsides. Week 3 personalizes your approach. A quiz identifies your pattern: estrogen/androgen dominance, low progesterone/thyroid imbalance, or insulin resistance. Each receiving tailored interventions like cruciferous vegetables for estrogen dominance, chasteberry and magnesium for low progesterone, or cycle fasting and berberine for insulin resistance. Week 4 addresses cortisol dysfunction through 20 minutes daily of meditation, breathwork, or journaling, plus 1 to 2 hours weekly for acupuncture, massage, or yoga. By day 30, subtle shifts accumulate: increased energy, fewer hot flashes, sharper thinking, better libido. Understanding your hormones is an act of rebellion in a culture that pathologizes women's natural transitions. These shifts, from your 20s through menopause, aren't diseases to cure, but passages to honor. When you recognize that brain fog signals low thyroid function, rage indicates depleted progesterone, and exhaustion reflects mitochondrial dysfunction, everything changes. Integrating Eastern and Western approaches provides diagnostic precision with holistic wisdom. Your gut and liver aren't just organs, they're the foundation of hormonal harmony. Your emotions aren't separate from your chemistry, they're intimately entwined. This isn't about achieving perfect balance forever. When you understand your body's language, know which foods support which hormones, and recognize imbalances' early whispers before they become screams, you reclaim agency. The journey up isn't about returning to your 20s. It's about becoming the most authentic, powerful version of yourself at every age. Your hormones aren't your enemy. They're your guides, if you learn to listen.